I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Marcus Osborne sitting in for Vinny, who's out on paternity leave with his little baby Edie Rose. Little Edie Rose. That's a baby crying.
Oh, that's what that was.
Some crying. Okay. Is that your baby?
No, that's just a random baby. Oh.
That is not a random. That's every baby right there. Oh, God, those freaking kids. And you know it's 3 in the morning when this is happening.
Yeah. Or you're on a plane.
Oh, my God, yes. My baby's lucky he survived our plane flight.
Oof.
Like, everyone wanted to kill us. Everyone.
You were that person?
I was that screaming baby? I did everything I could. I was sitting on the floor, like, cuddling him on the seat. Like, please.
I feel so bad for some of those folks.
I know. I feel bad for them, but I also want them to shut their baby up.
Yeah.
You know? The further I get away from my own horrible experience with it, the more I'm like, come on, man!
Well, no one wants their baby shut up more than them.
Nobody. You are not kidding. Boy, we took the overnight flight so that we could sleep. Sorry, everyone who also thought they were going to sleep on this flight.
Honey, I'm so sorry for you and your baby. Can you shut it up?
Yeah. Here's a sock. So, coming up today, Amy Schumer tickets. We've also got Leon Bridges passes.
Yeah.
Secret special Alice Lounge.
Yeah.
And the Disney gift card and your qualification to win the Disney cruise. That's all coming up today. Here's something that's coming up on September 9th, I believe. Yeah, September 9th. That's a Sunday. Entercom, that's our parent company now. They announced a 2-hour live commercial-free broadcast to raise awareness around mental health and suicide prevention.
Nice.
This is part of their I'm Listening campaign. It's going to broadcast across all of the company stations nationwide Sunday, September 9th, 7 a.m.
Right.
So that is here on Alice, here all the Entercom stations in town, in your respective time zone, which I'm not sure. So if this is live streaming, I wonder if that means it's going to be at like 4 in the morning our time.
No, it'll be 7 a.m. our time.
No matter what, it's 7 a.m.? Okay. And this is going to mark the start of National Suicide Prevention Week.
Nice.
The year-long campaign includes suicide prevention PSAs, on-air promos, a dedicated website with information and resources to end the stigma around talking about mental health.
Yeah, especially for men.
Oh, is it harder even for... Well, women are so in touch with their feelings and just more verbose in general.
Men are more prone to suicide. You know.
Yeah, they were saying it's a 3-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, because men aren't allowed to actually have feelings and be emotional and express hurt or pain or, you know, you can't cry, you can't tell anybody that you're hurting. All those things.
The thing is, you can do those things. It's just that we're totally programmed.
Yeah, Drake's a phenom, you know, because he's in touch with it and... He's kind of pioneering the way for the men to
musicians
be in
celebrities
their feelings.
Connected to the cause will also join the conversation. Let's not joke. Let's not no joking and no throwing Drake into the conversation.
So silly.
There's musicians and celebrities who are going to join the conversation. It looks like a couple guys from Pearl Jam, Mike McCready and Stone Gossard, Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, and 23-time gold medal winner, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park.
Yeah,
they just lost Chester. Mm-hmm. Alicia Cara. Looks like Jared Leto, Bebe Rexha, Charlie Puth.
Oh, wow. I like her.
Stone Temple, who's left of Stone Temple Pilots. Lizzie Hale. Stephen Jenkins from Third Eye Blind. Among others. A lot of people. And they're going to have a couple of experts who are on. And taking live phone-ins as well. So, you know, if you want to talk to someone, this is your chance. So this is happening on September the 9th at 7 a.m. here on Alice and all the Entercom stations. I'll mention that a few
minutes. That's awesome.
To remind you.
And it's on the Alice Instagram and Radio
Alice. Oh, it is, yeah.
com.
They put up a little thing. All right, listen.
I'm listening.
Love and Marriage.
I'm listening.
Yes.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm going to start. There's a couple things that are out of left field and a total surprise today.
Oh, good.
Looks like Neil Young and Daryl Hannah got married.
Neil Young.
Yeah.
Such a gangster.
Dude. Yeah, I guess.
Nice.
He keeps all his gangster powers in his chin.
Clearly.
he is 72.
Uh-huh.
He's 72. She's 57. So they're only 14 years apart. And the older you're 15 years, the older you get them.
Yeah, but that 70-something is...
It's still in the 70s.
Yeah.
It's elderly.
Definitely.
They've been dating since 2014, which is, I think he broke up with his long lifetime wife, and then suddenly he was hooked up with Daryl Hannah.
Neil Young.
Let's see.
It's going for him young.
Looks like they got married this past Saturday in Atasca. How do you say this?
I think Atascadero.
They left the D
out.
Yeah,
they left the D out of that. I noticed when I read that story.
I'm like, Atascadero?
You know, in the.
Sure. Well, now you say Atascadero.
No, area, yeah.
Yeah. So congratulations.
Yay,
to the
Neil
two of
Young
them,
and
you know?
Daryl Hannah.
I don't know why. You know,
my favorite mermaid.
I guess, you know, I don't care that they got married. I think it's great if that's what they wanted to do. I just always wonder why people, you know, she's almost 60, he's in his 70s. Like, what's the point?
Security.
They're both rich.
That's true. Well, maybe Daryl Hannah isn't as rich.
It could be
as Neil Young.
Health reasons, yeah. You know. So
take care
could...
of each other.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm not saying they should or shouldn't. I just always, someone was like, why?
Do not
why
resuscitate.
Oh, like, right, healthcare decisions. Yeah. Or use all measures. Resuscitate me.
Oh,
I want to live.
I definitely want to be resuscitated, so.
Do you?
Any of you guys?
Oh, I have a DNR on, like, 15 different documents.
Oh, no.
Let me go. Harvest my crap, give it to other people, and let me go. I'm so morbid, too. My kids are always like, Ma, shut up about dying. I'm always like, if I die, I just want you to know that I had a great life. You guys are amazing. I want you to remember me, and I can't tell you don't be sad at all, but I want you to remember I only wanted the best for you. If there's any way I can be watching you from wherever else, there I won't be. Don't worry. You just die.
That's so
but
moving.
If I can, just... You know, I will watch you. I'll look out for you.
That's amazing.
Well,
Sarah.
Yeah, no kid wants to hear that.
No, I know. I say it all the time.
That you say it, no. But
you know what I say to my kids? I don't care if I don't care if I'm in a train wreck and
dismembered.
Oh no,
don't
I do
say,
say this.
No.
And then the ambulance picks up my body, and then on the way to the hospital, we get into a car wreck with a fuel tanker. And then I am set on fire over 90% of my body with third-degree burns.
Oh my
and then
God.
They put me in the hospital, and I am left basically as a stump with no arms, no legs. And I'm saying to them, keep your boy alive. You never know what they may figure out. And then, I'll be honest, even when I am dead, if I do get to that point, I want to feel like I'm still alive. So just like take the stump, put it in the chair in front of the TV.
Oh, come on.
And, you want to be taxidermied?
I definitely want to be taxidermied. Yeah. And if you can, if my arms are missing, just find another one, sew it on, put a remote in my hand, point it right at the TV.
I'm going to be a
ESPN.
Medical experiment.
I was going to ask what channel you want it.
Oh, yeah.
So got to
be on ESPN.
Okay.
And then, you know what? Sell tickets to have people come and see me.
Look at the freak.
Nobody's going to buy any tickets to see your stump.
Oh, you're crazy.
No,
of course
I'm not
they will.
It. I'm getting in for free.
That's bananas. Well, you'll get in for free because I'll leave tickets for all you guys when I'm dead.
Oh, thank you.
What if they say
I'll check you out.
Animatronic Osborne. It'll just be like a Chuck E. Cheese show.
Welcome to
what
my
what if they
home.
Said they could freeze you and bring you back in 1,000 years?
Absolutely.
But there's no guarantee they can put the arms and legs back on you.
I'm all right with it.
You are?
No, they put you in a whole new body. They'll figure that out. They're going to figure out a way to upload and download our brain. Yeah.
Life is too good.
What if you could come back as second. RoboCop? Would you do it?
Oh, I'd come back as RoboCop if I could. I mean, if there was some guarantee of that. No, I donated my body to science, and I'm going to be dissected and used as a cadaver
That's
in
nonsense.
Medical research or, you know, for medical students to dissect, and then I'm getting burned. After they take anything useful off of me.
In a bird? Oh, no.
Yeah. And I would like to be scattered. I keep telling my kids, I'm like, find a beautiful tree or a gorgeous garden. You know what kind of stuff I like.
I don't want to be
How
scattered.
How about your garden?
I want to be planted.
If that wouldn't creep them out too much. You know. I don't want them to be creeped out. You
Thank
know,
you.
Death is creepy. You know, I'm like, do whatever. You know, I don't care. And also, I put money aside in my will for a party.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a must.
Yeah.
There's
I don't want
be a, party.
A funeral. I'm not having any kind of open casket or viewing. No religious that's... ceremonies of any kind. Come on in. Booze. Food.
What if they said they could bring you back? They
no.
could they could give you legs, but they have to be goat legs. Is this... Would you be?
All, are you kidding me?
I'll take goat legs.
That'd be amazing.
And a pan flute, baby.
Would you put my... But you have
it'll
no
be,
arms.
You'll
you
be
just
like
have goat
2 feet
legs.
Shorter because you're on your little goat legs, and you just like pipe around. You just woo.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
So what's the story again?
Just Marcus have my got into a car crash. Oh. That's the story.
I'm just saying.
No,
saying
Neil
is,
Young and Daryl Hannah got married.
Yeah, so how did that lead to
Neil Young is because she's going to make
because
a healthcare
they're doing
decision.
It for health reasons.
Yeah,
that's right.
The
okay.
DNR. Yeah.
You're welcome.
So I can't believe minutes. You want to be resuscitated. Like, what if you're all janky? I mean, forget it.
It's
just
okay.
Give up. It's, you have a great life. Just let it go, man. But you got
to
go at some point.
And we do have to go at some point. I would just like to. I like to expire every single option. Of
I
life.
Don't want to waste any money on me when I'm a vegetable.
Would you?
Like, come on.
Yes. Would it be okay for your kids or your wife to have to?
Take
wipe
care
your
of
booty?
You. Yeah.
Can your wife remarry even
of
though?
Of course,
you know,
it's okay for them to wipe my butt. Are you
oh
kidding
my God,
me?
Forget it. That's when it's over for me. Just kill me.
That's my expectation. Are you
kidding? What about the financial burdens, though, too?
Yeah, you're going to drain your family's finances.
Exactly. That's exactly it. You guys are on board with me. That's exactly what I'm saying.
No.
I made you for this.
I literally don't even take me to the hospital. Just toss me on the side of the road. I don't want to pay for the ambulance ride. Everybody who's alive to have the money. Come on.
If you were a stump and like the family went to the beach, would you expect them to take you into the ocean with
yeah,
them?
Just you know, toss your boy in there. I could float at that point
float.
Anyway. Yeah.
You have to float.
You know, yeah. They'll just lay on top of yeah. them.
You'd be okay with that?
I encourage it.
Are you sure? It might degrade your husk of a body.
You know what? Just keep it. You know, it'll. There'll be ways to make sure all that stuff is maintained.
Like
at some point,
plastic, like
it'll
in,
just be
in
skin.
Case you in skin. Lucite.
Just stuff it. Just stuff me. Yeah.
What if they said we want to carry around one of those baby bins around the chest? Would you be okay
oh,
with that?
Yes. A little baby Bjorn?
Yes.
Would you do
I'll
it?
Put you in a
yes to all of it.
Oh, my God.
When we got down to ridiculous. Just my head being left, I would hope that everybody would just take the head and sort of pass it around like
wasn't
the Stanley
there
Cup.
A head like in Living Color, Marcus? Didn't they do
that's right. Handyman.
Oh yeah, he was just a head and two hands, right?
It was the head detective. That's what it was. It was the head detective,
and he just had the.
Oh
my that was
God.
Damon Wayans, wasn't it?
It was Damon Wayans. It was
oh,
his head
was so
and his feet and his hands.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
me.
And his feet. So it was like
it was head, feet,
so he had
and
a
hands.
Pair of shoes. And he put the hands and then his head.
Yep.
On.
Think about it.
That's good.
If the head detective can do it, why
so
can't
can
I?
So can you?
Like 707 says, reason to get married. My late fiancé and I hadn't yet married when he was dying of cancer. He wanted hospice at home, and I was prepared to do that, but I had no rights. Mm. His kids admitted him to the hospital. One day in distress, he said, this isn't right, but all I could say was, I'm sorry.
Mm. Glad they got married.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Neil Young's going to need hospice anytime soon, but if he does, you know, she'll be there to make decisions
yeah.
for him. That's great.
Neil may outlive her.
Speaking of surprise marriages, should you just play me this audio and then we'll... This is, shall I say?
Yeah, set it up.
Ed Sheeran is doing an interview and he, you know, he announced on Instagram, I think like 8 or 9 months ago,
mm-hmm.
He basically said he had gotten engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Cherry. And he posted a sweet little shot of them on Instagram with the caption, got myself a fiance just before the new year. We're very happy,
Cherry.
Happy and in love. And our cats are chuffed as well.
Nice. Cherry Seaborn.
So her name is Cherry for real.
Yeah, Cherry Seaborn.
Is she a stripper?
No.
No, but she probably could be if she wasn't dating
him. I think
he's
liked her since high school.
Yeah. She was like a high school sweetheart. She's a very normal looking girl, actually.
That dude... I mean, women love Ed Sheeran.
He's part of Taylor's squad,
it's amazing
bro.
How
he's one
much
of two
women
guys
love.
Part of her squad.
Really? Who's the other guy?
It's one of the songwriters that she
oh,
works with.
Does he count?
He does. Well, I'm just saying, you're right, because he has access to all the supermodels that Taylor hangs.
Ed Sheeran is amazing, dude. Women just love that guy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? A guitar and
a sense of humor.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And plus, he's a redhead. Who doesn't love those?
Well, he's a full production, really. He does
right,
his own drumming,
right,
and then he'll
everything.
Loop it.
Oh, yeah.
He's his own
also,
background singers.
What his wallet is huge.
Yeah.
But he's got weird eyes. I'm just saying.
He's weird top to bottom. There's a weird, nerdy charm to him, though. He's actually,
give him a break, guys.
Give him a break, guys. So here is Ed Sheeran in an interview. What? You got to watch this. He holds up his hand.
What happened there?
So
he held up his wedding ring?
Except for your AT&T performances with like 50,000 people.
Right. Showing up on Game of Thrones, messing it up for everybody.
So the guy says, do you have wedding plans? Have you, you know, but there he is with a wedding ring on. He
so
holds up his hand.
He held it up, yeah. Okay.
He says,
God, that guy looks like somebody's art teacher.
Not even the teacher. Seriously, like the teacher's assistant. Anyway, congratulations. Ed Sheeran is also apparently married. Yeah. So, isn't that wonderful? And that's it. We've done two stories and we're 100% out of time. What is coming up in the news?
Oh, boy. People are getting STDs at record rates. And I'm going to tell you where the best burrito in the country is. Oh. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:39 and it's hump day.
Whoop, whoop.
I know no one here is excited about it, but Big Brother's on TV tonight. I'll probably, you know, live tweet it with Vinny. I won't. I don't do that. But, you know, I mean, wouldn't it
live
be fun if we did
fun.
Something like that? I don't know about that. Live I don't even know how
fun.
To do it.
You just tweet stuff that you think about the show as it's happening.
Oh.
Although I like to do that on Facebook and people get mad, but I don't care. That's
don't
for me.
All right, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, fresh out the box. This one's for you, Hooman. With the multi-billion dollar U.S. marijuana industry beginning to flower.
Well, as you know, Hooman's a big user.
He's a stoner now, everyone. Yeah.
The cannabis industry is pushing hard to dispel the idea that everyone who tokes up these days is a slacker living on their parents' couch. Instead, pot is being branded as the leafy equivalent of a fine brandy or healthy elixir. The upscale pot shop MedMen, for example, has launched a $2 million anti-stoner campaign featuring average folks who get lit. The company has dispensaries in L.A., Vegas, New York, blah, blah, blah.
Well, good luck to them.
What? You don't think you think everybody who's on
No, the, I don't. The but bud? I do think that's a perception. And I think those are things are slow to change. It will change. And
sure.
I actually think that more and more people are realizing that there are actual physical medical benefits to weed.
Amen.
And look at Hooman. Hooman's not getting stoned. What he's doing is taking, you know, a half a bite of a little gummy. and getting a good night's sleep every single night.
Good job, Hoo.
Good job,
Hooman. I'm with you, brother.
What time do you take that?
It takes about a half hour to kick in. So,
you know, but you don't want to wake up stoned. So what do you?
Well, I mean, after you sleep for like 4 or 5 hours, doesn't it just wear off?
I don't know. I thought that I thought when you ingested stuff, it lasted way longer.
It does last longer, though.
Have you ever shown up here and been like, whoa, I'm stoned. Still slightly stoned.
Not really. I mean,
are you stoned right now?
No.
Not at all. Have you found that improved your mood overall?
It helps me deal with, you know, moodiness of others.
Don't look at me. You look so at me.
Yeah, she's not moody. Do not say that out loud again. Are you crazy? That's the wrong Mexican right there.
I know. You mess with the wrong Mexican.
I don't think I'm moody.
Uh-oh.
I think I get irritated by things.
If
yeah, I don't think
you're
moody.
The wrong
some
way,
people.
You're dead, everyone.
She's right.
Some people.
You're not. I actually think that you're a pretty predictable person when it comes to moods.
Well, that's
what
good.
What the hell are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm keeping an even keel.
What
that's
are you
good.
Talking about?
It's not predictable.
But going back to your story, is that I think that is the stigma, like old school. Yeah, you're stoners, and man, all you're gonna do is kick back, smoke weed.
I never wash. I sit on
eat
the
cereal.
I sit on the couch amid the empty pizza boxes and burger wrappers.
I also
whatever
think
was deliverable.
I also think that stuff occurred with some of those folks primarily because it was it was just so taboo.
Right.
Mm. Right. So
you had to hide in your house to do it.
Yeah. Now people are like,
I wouldn't want to go out. I'll get paranoid.
I mean, it is almost like wine or brandy or whatever at this
well,
point.
Well, there are definitely weed connoisseurs. There's no question about it. People, and there are people who are, like, they're so into it. You're like, backing away. Can I possibly get out of this conversation? I do not care about your CBD, non-CBD, non-THC, body high.
Your hemp clothes
vape,
you're wearing.
Right. Your,
which one is edibles. Getting me toe up? Dude, that's what I want.
Right. Oh, my God.
Don't give me nothing else but the one that's getting me twisted.
Toe up from the flow up.
You don't want to be toe up. You want to be asleep.
Oh, sure.
Are you using it recreationally now?
Use it the same time. Nah.
You're only using it to sleep?
Only at night. I told you yesterday, it's like a bottle of, like a glass of wine.
And so then you're high for a while and then you go to sleep.
Yeah, I don't.
You usually fall asleep before you get high. Like it mellows you out so much that.
I don't do enough of it to really get like high.
All the time.
It's just relaxing. And some stuff becomes way funnier.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. Funnier.
Dumb stuff.
How about the munchy aspect? Does that happen?
Nope. Mm. Nope. And I think I told you yesterday, it also makes me not want to drink alcohol at
right.
all in any way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Alcohol
it's
sounds
like that for
so
some
unappealing.
People. Yeah. Yeah. For me, it was always one or the other. I could not do both. If I was drunk and made the terrible decision to it, that was the end.
Yeah.
It would ruin me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexually transmitted diseases, the rates are up in the U.S., a record high for the fourth year in a row.
That's not good.
It's not good.
This is Tinder, isn't it?
It is not.
No, it is.
Time Magazine.
No, I'm saying Tinder is the reason why.
Oh, I don't know.
It's people doing these, you know, meeting up with strangers and just passing it around.
Some gonorrhea for you, sir.
And you get gonorrhea.
Everybody gets gonorrhea. With a side of syphilis.
All told,
and don't leave out the chlamydia.
Chlamydia? All told, nearly 2.3 million cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis were diagnosed in the U.S. in 2017. That's 200,000 more cases than were diagnosed in 2016, a year that also had a record high number of cases. This is according to the CDC. We're now very concerned about this steep and sustained increase that we're seeing. We've seen an ebb and flow of STDs in decades past, but now we're at the highest level of our reportable conditions that we've seen in two decades.
Jesus. Careful out there, kids. And isn't there... I was reading a thing about gonorrhea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it is unresponsive now to most of the antibiotics
that
we use.
It's like super gonorrhea.
It's
gonorrhea.
Do you have a thing here?
Gonorrhea is a wily organism, according to one doctor. As soon as you use one drug, it figures out ways to bypass that antibiotic. Mm. We're now down to the last known effective antibiotic in our pipeline. It's only a matter of time before the organism can outsmart that.
And then what happens? What happens if you have prolonged gonorrhea? What are the long-term side effects? Because I know with syphilis, it's blindness and doesn't your brain rot?
Well, additionally, one hyperpotent strain of the STD has been shown to cause people to literally stand up and start clapping.
What?
I just made that part up.
Oh. That's why they call it the clap, you guys.
All right, so long-term gonorrhea in women causes pelvic inflammatory disease.
Infertility?
Oh, that's terrible.
Infertility?
Infertility?
Men,
it causes the testicles to become...
Raisin-like?
And infertile if left untreated.
Oh. Yeah.
Gonorrhea can also spread to your joints, causing arthritis.
Is gonorrhea the one where it hurts when you pee?
Aren't they all?
I don't really know.
I thought they were all like that.
Pee?
I don't know.
Sorry, grown-ups shouldn't be getting STDs at this point.
Well, they should. I mean, but they do. Yeah. I mean, people are boning and they're not using condoms or they're, you know.
Just,
oh my God, people. Protect yourself. Protect yourself and protect your babies.
Keep that thing clean.
Mm.
Please.
Scrub-a-dub-dub and put on a raincoat.
707 says, my buddy got gonorrhea in the throat.
Oh!
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
It sounds quite unpleasant. Mm. Let me say that for the record. Mm. Hey, guys, San Francisco may be allowed to pilot a program to let people inject heroin and other drugs under medical supervision in an effort to curb overdose deaths. The California Assembly voted 41-24 Monday to send the governor a bill allowing San Francisco to operate so-called safe injection sites.
Well, people go to safe injection sites. That's always my question. Like, I think that they don't want to be hassled. And I think that if you go in there to use dope for a safe injection, they're going to be like, okay, let's get you into a program.
Right. Maybe.
You know, or they're, you know, here's some, there'll be some outreach there that I think
which
most
isn't a
junkie,
bad thing.
It's a great thing, but yeah. Junkies are like, you know what? I'm just going to be in the alley. I don't want to talk to anyone about my problem.
I
want to
shoot this thing
have.
Up.
Right. Yeah. I feel like, what's the insurance on all this? The moment someone dies,
yeah.
Now is
one
it their
lawsuit.
Responsibility, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand how that's all going to play out.
Well, I, you know, smarter people than us are working on this stuff, so
yeah.
Good luck to them.
I can't see, like, a couple of heroin addicts just, hey, man, you want to go do some heroin over at the injection? I just can't see
that
happening.
Injection site.
I can't see it happening.
I don't know, man. That's like three blocks. I'm kind of comfortable here in my own pee. So I'm going to...
Marcus,
I'm
did
stay
you say
here.
This already in the story that they're doing it in other countries?
No,
oh, and it
well,
works.
That wasn't included
we've
in this
heard it.
Story.
We've talked about this before, mm-hmm. and I feel like I got a text from Tara Moriarty,
yes.
and I think she did a story in Canada. Oh. I think they do this, and it is successful there.
You
she
know
mentioned
what?
Another
I
country.
Hope it works. Mm. If it gets passed.
Yeah, sure.
But look at London Breed people, trying to do something.
I've seen enough people on the streets of San Francisco shooting up, and it is sad. Really sad.
Well, you know, it is sad. I mean, it's sad for them, and it's horrifying for you and your small children walking just down the street in a major world-class beautiful city to see, you know, some dude who's at the bottom of the barrel. It's very sad. I don't know what the answer is, and like I said, smart people, get on that.
Well, speaking of burritos.
Oh.
Someone said, please never mention STDs and burritos in the same sentence, Marcus.
Why?
Are you serious?
when he did the tease.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
Nobody wants gonorrhea in their beef
God,
burrito.
God, I love burritos. Give me a burrito right now.
Oh, so much.
STD burrito.
Best burrito in the country.
Oh, where is it?
The honor goes to... the champion of the last 5 years, essentially.
Yeah.
La Taqueria.
Oh, it always wins. The Taqueria.
Yep.
Once again, it's been given the distinction of having the best burrito in the country.
Do we have the address on that?
Yes, 2889 Mission Street.
Oh, Mission Street.
So that's between 24th and 25th.
Yeah. Okay.
They also have the best juices there. You know, the fresh water juices.
Mm.
Agua fresca.
Yeah. Oh, cantaloupe, watermelon,
I love
pineapple.
Watermelon so much.
Delicious.
All about watermelon. Not because I'm black, because it's delicious.
Oh. All right, no one thought that,
just,
Marcus.
Oh, someone out there thought that. Trust me.
Well, I like watermelon, too. God, why do you guys get the corner of the market on watermelon? It's ridiculous.
I thought there used to be there was a period where I was like, I'm going into this grocery store, and I would not touch that watermelon.
Yes, we have heard you say that before.
You have said that.
I would not touch that watermelon. Now I don't care. But
you're over that?
Back then, though.
Was that just a chip
on your
shoulder?
I'm not giving them the satisfaction
of
seeing me buy this watermelon. But I am going to get that Jerry Curl cream.
I need that.
You want to hear some other hot spots that made it before we go?
Yeah.
Other Bay Area spots to make the list included number 9, Taqueria Guadalajara's Carnitas Super Burrito. I don't know where that is.
Well, that sounds delicious.
Taqueria El Castillito's Al Pastor Burrito. God, these are rough. Number 18, Taqueria Cancun's Carnitas Burrito. Mm. And number 20, El Farolito's Carne Asada Burrito.
Yeah, Farolitos.
Oh, you know that place?
Yeah, carne there's two asada. Of them in the city. It's one on Mission and like the end of Ocean.
So the one though that wins is just called La Taqueria.
La Taqueria.
But all these other ones have La Taqueria in their name.
Well, not everybody can be La Taqueria.
It's just the Taqueria. God, I'm gonna have to have Mexican food.
Maybe
tonight.
Maybe these other burrito shops would do better if they had shorter names. I'm just saying.
Maybe they should shorten it to La Taqueria. Oh wait, that's taken.
Brevity, baby.
I like the carne asada. Horchata.
Horchata. Yummy. That sounds good.
Horchata. I was once a big fan of Mexican food. Now it's really difficult for me to eat.
What?
Because you're.
How do you
condition?
Eat?
Because I've had it so much.
Oh, I thought it was because of your heartburn.
No, I just had so much of it. Now I'm like,
this is the heartburn.
I just can't. No.
I'm at Mexican food tonight.
No.
I'm going out every night this week because John's not here.
Well, guy doesn't might like as well. Who's gonna Mexican cook for me? Food, doesn't like avocados.
Yeah.
Won't buy
it's called taste.
Did you figure out the trash?
Yeah, you should get some.
Trash.
Yeah, did you figure out your trash yesterday?
Yeah, I figured it out. I figured it out.
Who'd you make do it?
My son. I didn't think he was going to be home to do it. He walked in for dinner around dinner time. Because I thought he was going to stay because he had a night class last night. I'm like, oh, yay, take out the trash. He's like, Mom. I'm like, you take out the trash. That's how I talk to him.
You're the best. I'm sure he was glad to do it.
So not true.
What?
You talk to him like he's a baby.
How does she talk to him?
How do I talk to him?
No way.
In
her softest voice? Maybe because I'm around. But you're like, hey, Shawnee, how you doing? You're kissing them. Love it. And he's like,
they don't let. I know.
Mom.
They don't let
get
me kiss him
me.
And love him anymore. I gave him a kiss goodnight last night, though. But
he wiped it off as soon as you left the
I'm
room.
Sure he did.
Mom!
I know. I left him. I've been leaving him like little notes around the house and stuff, aww, you know. Because we're really not seeing each other much because of his school thing this week. So I'm totally alone. It's so hard for me. I hate being alone.
Really?
I just want John to come home.
Have you heard from him?
Yeah, here and there he'll text me a little thing. It's it's supposedly it's spotty coverage or he just doesn't want to talk to me.
But that's probably what it is.
Yeah, he's at Burning Man having a ball, I'm sure.
Has he sent you any pictures or anything?
No. I'll look through all his pictures when he gets
one
home.
Day I will do the Burning Man.
Will you?
One day.
You don't want to.
I don't really want to, but I feel like I should and I need
should
to.
You?
Yeah, I feel like it. I like experiences. Even if it ends up being kind of a crappy experience, I just like to say, you know what? I did it and it sucked. Or I did it and it was amazing. I went to the orgy tent.
There's no orgy tent anymore.
Got an
you
STD.
You missed out on that. Don't get any STDs. just like you always wanted.
I got an STD and a threesome.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to start with the top songs in the country at this moment. Gee, I wonder what that's going to sound like.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.